So today I want us to conclude a thought we've been on for a while. That's formation of the Lord's army. And I want us to conclude it today. But we know we've had two opportunities to look at this subject. And we started from, you know, marching onto victory. That is, you know, victory is guaranteed, right? And then we moved into quitting what? Childishness. Quitting childishness. And, you know, in the first instance, we said that, you know, one major ideology that God wants us to have of this army, if you don't know any other thing, know you are in a winning team. Like, if you don't know anything, if you don't know who is doing the first relay or the second relay, or maybe you'll be the one cheering everybody, just know that you are on a winning what team. I think that's the reason why I quit watching football, because there's no winning team. I started with Barcelona until they Real Madrid beat them. I said, I'm not watching boy again. They can't give me hypertension. The people that do Arsenal, I don't know how you do it. You can't say you're on the winning team. Maybe they are winning now, but for many years, at least that I knew, Arsenal was never a winning team after Henry. After Henry, it's as though he carried a curse for them as cup and say, after this cup, no more cup. So this team is not like those other teams. I've even found that there's no earthly team that is sure. We even plan for defeat. You know, we plan like, how do we manage ourselves when there's defeat? We plan. But this God's army is a winning team. And I can tell you, if you've joined all the teams or been a part of anything that has always failed, this one doesn't fail. Yes. So it's a major ideology. It's a major one, friends. It's a major one. If you forget any other thing, if you don't even know where you are, as per this, as long as you are part of this company, you are on the winning side. Can you tell your neighbor that I am on the winning side? Yeah. I feel so bad for anybody that is not on this team. You know, imagine being a Canaanite. Like they born you, but you were an Amorite. And your destiny is that Israel will defeat you. Like that's the destiny of your own tribe. So it's grace that has appointed us here. It's not a mistake. But you also have to know that there's nothing to desire outside of your camp. And that was why God was not happy with the children of Israel. When they said they wanted king like the other nations. Like the other defeating or defeated nation. Like Jericho was already defeated before it was invaded. That was what Rahab said. He said, we locked our doors because we've heard of you guys that once you guys come like this, you guys will run through us like insects. So you're on the winning side. You can put all your eggs here. Like, you don't have to say, I'm a citizen of this. You know, it's now that you have to be a citizen of more than one country because you're not sure of this one. In case anything happens, you know, some people that have dual citizenship, they are not as worried as you that have, that we are single citizenship. They are not worried that, if Nigeria does not work, I go to Barbados. I'm a citizen of Barbados. Or Seth Kitts and King, have you? Seth Kitts. So, all those islanders, we are not even sure whether God has a plan for them yet. We don't know whether God has even sent missionaries there. You know, God will give us understanding. Amen. So you're on the winning side. Your home can win because you are here. Yes. See, me, I don't have hypertension that my child will be wayward. It's because daddy is not wayward. So, it is what is flowing out of me that will preserve him. How I got here? They didn't admit my own father in hospital. I was having IBP. That's why. No. By God's grace, I'm here. So, by God's grace, he will be where he will be. Hallelujah. It's because I'm on the winning side. I know one day he will start hearing the words that have been preached. Then he will even join the winning side before me I joined. So it's a great thing that we are part of this team. We are on this side. We can go on our knees one night and sort out issues.
Yes.
It's not that easy. See, if a Muslim wants to sort anything, do you know how many afars they will call? And how many akaras they will fry? You don't know anything. You don't know anything. You're on the winning side. You can just come down from your bed and kneel down. So it's not that you will pray and then Jim will make it. You just know that you want to pray to a God that hears prayers. So don't joke. A man that goes to the herbalist, they will tell him to go and bring the head he can't find. The head of a dinosaur on the seventh mountain. They will just know that, say, this is God. Just people say you want to kill me. Yeah. Bible says they cannot hear anything. If you speak to it, it can't hear. He has mouth, he can't talk. So this is not a team to gainsay its outcome or our outcome, any pronoun you want to use. You can't gainsay the outcome. You are the one that we should gainsay. That you here or not. Because if you are here, what works here would work for you. It would even be shocking if you are there and what is working for the people that are there is not working. It's strange. It's an abnormality. We are not even trusting God for you. Because we are hoping that, are you really here? Or you are here and you are not here. So it's a winning side and it's a major ideology. I'm emphasizing it because it knocks out a lot of other conceptions. The reason why people are adding other things to this Jesus is because they don't know that this is the winning thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are marching on to victory because our victory is what is guaranteed. It's guaranteed. Before we fall ill, we know we have divine healing or divine health. When we fall ill, we know there's divine healing. And like Bible says, when the sickness not taken, we know there's heaven. So devil cannot win. So then that's the team you are part of. You know, I'm telling someone here that you don't know so much about this team. You think they are just up for praise and worship? No. This team is fully assured. Fully assured. Thank God for Deacon Loretta. She's assured that she's kept. You would have thought it's your sense. That she knows that it's the keeping of the Lord that made everything possible. You're like, maybe. No. You still don't know how it works. When the Bible, the psalmist says, I slept and I woke up. I know it in Yoruba. That was how they named my sister. Mileng, it was how they named you too. I slept and I woke up. So you might be thinking you slept and you woke up because of alarm. I can tell you, I've seen two people die before me in one day. So I know waking up, sleeping and waking up is not in it. See, that thing that they call when breath is taken out of your nostrils is real. And some things happen in split seconds. The guys that went to the bottom of the ocean to go and see Titanic, they said their boat, it happened in microseconds. Like, they're going to say, Jesus, you know, before they say, Jesus, help me. Oh, hey, what's happening? In microseconds. So before they breathe the next breath, the thing imploded. So that's how nostrils is usually taken. It's not like, hey, I'm dying. It's not like that. I think that's the Indian style, Abby. It's not like that. People don't die like that. So So you're on the winning side. Me, I'm assured that I'm on the winning side. It's no matter what comes, no matter the issue. That's why he's always on the Lord's side. Just come here. Let's see the people that will enter ground. That was what Moses told them. Hallelujah. Yeah. And we also say that, you know, in this army, God recruited us. And, you know, like we said, whether two Sundays ago or whatnot, that if you haven't joined this army, you need to be recruited. We are in that ministry of recruiting you. For example, if you are here, you are not in the Lord's army. You've not given your life to Christ. We have been given the assignment. Bible says God, through Christ, he has reconciled the world back to him. But now he has given what? Us. So we have the duty to watch and look out for anybody that has not tasted of this life and seen that is what is good. And then we'll preach to you. We'll tell you that the life that we live, which we were powering into with our sense before, and it didn't work. Just like your own too is not working. But we want to give you the water that will not make you to be running helter-skelter again. And when you drink, you find out that you calm down first. Whatsoever has been chasing you up and down from pillar to post, is that one, we will knock that one out first. They will now ask you, say you confess Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, then you confess, and then we take it from there, believers class, you know, and you graduate, then you become a servant of God, serving the Lord with all your heart. That's how it works. That's how all of us started. Not many, all. So you have to be a part of this winning team. And we also said that one thing that do not, or that becomes an obstruction to really be a soldier, because a soldier ought to be deployable, is that when we remain childish, or when we stay at the first principles of the oracles of God, not growing, when we remain just believers and not disciples, we will be tossed to and what? Fro. With every wind of doctrine. So everything that is good, we chop, 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 chop. Before we have constipation. And then we say there is no God. So quitting childishness is your key to being deployable. That's what we said when we looked at quitting childishness. Because childishness is that you are a soldier in, you are a civilian in soldier uniform. You know, you just saw khaki. You know, khaki does not make you soldier. Like, if you don't wear khaki, you are not a soldier. It's just that here, they will fight you if you wear khaki. But overseas, if you wear khaki, they are not threatened because you are a bloody civilian. They know that you are a civilian. So they are not, it's here that inferiority complex is killing you get. Or identity crisis. That's why they were like, when they just see you on khaki, they were like, blah, blah, blah. But over there, they know you are not a soldier. They know. It's not like they are not sure. They know. So a person that is given to childishness is that one that is yet a civilian in the heart, but saying I'm a soldier. Hallelujah. Amen. So childishness would not make us to be deployable. God will not find us useful. We said in a great house, there are vessels unto what? Honor and dishonor. But before he said there's vessels of wood, gold, silver. That means you are a vessel. You can be used to do anything. But there are some that are in that house for great honor. Like everybody salutes when they are being used. But you also say in that great house. It's a great house. Don't forget, though. It's not a bad house. It's a great house. But there are also some vessels unto dishonor. Now, a person that God has recruited in his army that remains recruited but not deployable is a vessel unto dishonor. Because he is not being used for his glory. He's not being used for the master's use. Can we look at 2 Timothy chapter 2? Yeah, thank you so much. He says, no soldier, when in service, gets entangled in the enterprises of civilian life. His aim is to satisfy and please the one who enlisted him. So don't remain, don't just be happy that you're in a great house. Like we said, Goshen is fine. As an Egyptian, the spirit of death will pass over you. But that won't last for long. Because you are yet still an what? An Egyptian. Glory to God. Glory to God. I feel like just even doing the recap is even another blessing for me. But let's move on. We have a journey. And so don't forget that it is thanks be to God who causes us to triumph always. There's victory always here. When you come to daily prayers, you know prayers will be answered. You know, I was telling someone yesterday, the reason why your prayer, and this is not a rhyme, please. The reason why your prayer has not been answered is still a matter on your ground. It has not been taken to God in prayer. It's still on your ground. What you want to lay? As a child of God, always know how to ensure there's nothing on ground. Everything has been taken. You know, they say there are some angels. Their job is to come and take the bowls of prayers. So when they come to you, there's no prayer point to take up. Because you still have everything on ground. You have not taken it to God in prayers. So take it to God in prayers. There's victory. There's victory. And it says, whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. Whosoever is born of God. So overcoming is wired into our DNA. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, another thing I want us to note, which I said when we looked at marching onto victory, is that victory is assured, but you determine the price. Your behavior determines the price. Your participation is a winning team. You know, imagine in a football team, you know, just like they said, they gave Musa to OFRB. What did they give them? He didn't play. They said he didn't play. I didn't watch any of the matches. What a confession. Yeah, I couldn't. Even the 5 minutes I wanted to watch, my wife just laughed at me and I backslided again. I said, no. That was when Nigeria was still leading 1-0. But my backsliding also, I just saw 2-1. I said, you see, why will I watch? So the Musa did not play, right? He didn't play. But he got the medal, the presidency gave them. Now, what is assured in this army is victory. But that price, you determine it. Your behavior determines your reward, your own reward. Your reward is not the victory. Victory is of the Lord. Your reward is what manner of life you have lived while in that army. So if it's the army that misbehaved on duty, yeah, we'll come back with victory. But there will not be reward for that person that didn't fulfill all that he was required to fulfill. Can we look at James chapter 1 verse 12? It says, blessed is the man who endures temptation. For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. So when you go through the process, there is victory as a child of God. But how you wear in the process is what brings crown or reward for you. So the quality, the reward, and even the quality of the reward is determined by the quality of the life that is lived while in service. Hallelujah. Can we also look at Philippians chapter 3? I think this was Apostle Paul talking about how he forgot or looked away from the things that were in the past I think from verse 13. Philippians chapter 3 from verse 13. Sense a very, very mighty power of the Lord in this service. He's been with us from the first service. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize. You know, if you go back to 2 Timothy chapter 2, he said there's no athlete that if he doesn't run according to the rules of the race, he wouldn't get the reward. He says, and also if anyone competes in athletic, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. So if God says, let's do it this way, but you just say, let me do it anyway, there are rules of engagement. So there wouldn't be reward for how we carried out the work. So if we did it, you know, we just say, ah, maybe we did it. No, there's a price for how we did it. So for God, both the means and the end is interested in them. So then we say, ah, maybe God is just interested in my heart. No, the way you lived your life, he is also interested. So he says, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So there is a price. And there is a reward for being on the Lord's side. There is a reward for being on the Lord's side. There is victory for every one of us, but we would all have reward in different measures. You know, this was the anger in Malachi when they were agitating that even those that troubled us, they are now saved. They too, they've also entered this same eternal life. So what is our gain? We've been serving you for 45 years, 50 years. But God said, calm down, calm down. See, there's a difference between you got saved or you are saved and you served me while on earth. Or you lived a life pleasing to God. And that's why we're trying to catch up, particularly if we didn't start from day zero. So we are not, see, when someone says, I've been working with the Lord for 50 years, it's not in vain. If he has been, there's a reward for that. You know what you say? It doesn't matter how long you've been working. I don't want you to see. So that was the anger in Malachi. That, even the people that they persecuted us till 1 minute before rapture. Did you say, Father, forgive us for all that we have done? We are, they too, they were just raptured. Just imagine seeing a conk criminal when we get to heaven. Now, you probably, God, they did not who are saved. Yes. That's salvation. As long as he confessed Jesus as his Lord and Savior, repented of his ways, denounced them, and received Jesus into his heart, he will be saved. But the problem is, there's a reward for the life that he didn't, that we lived, or you lived, that he didn't live. So he might just be carrying his head without crown. For example, maybe he didn't get anybody saved. Nobody's in heaven because of him. Yeah, there's no reward for that. But everyone that you're preaching to someone at a number to those that will be in heaven, there's a reward for it. Some of you don't believe that there's a reward for people that you got saved. Don't worry. If you are wearing face cap in heaven, I know why. Because it's a crown. Can we go to Genesis? So there's crown, friends. There's crown. We will not be struggling to analyze. Why does this one have crown? Why does this one? There's crown of life. There's reward for a life well spent. There's reward. There's reward for serving God in the day of adversity. He says, blessed is he that endures temptation. He says, when he has been approved, he would now receive a crown of life. So there's a reward that he persisted. Now, the one that fell into the temptation, God will forgive him. But the one that persisted, there's a difference. We are not the same. You endured. This one did not endure. Then say, God, forgive me. Okay, no, while God will forgive you. But after, on the day of reward, you will not have reward for not enduring. Hallelujah. Now, I'm saying so many things, but please just be catching the spirit. Because God is raising an army. And we are privileged to be a part of this army. But God also wants us to understand how he's forming this army. So that you won't be, you know, you won't just be named with the army, but you have no place in the army. You know, you'll say that's your family. That's your family of God. That's your church. But you don't have a place. You know, that's bad. Like they say this is where you get blessed, but you don't have a place. And let's go to Genesis chapter 14, and let's quickly look at the army of Abraham. You know, like I said last week, that there are three or four kinds of army that you can study to understand what I'm teaching. One is the army of Abraham. Two is the army of Gideon. Three is the army of David. And four, which is the kind of army that God likes, is the children of Israel. Not a sect that is secluded for an army. Because if you look at those other ones, they have special people for army. David, there is not everybody that was fighting. But in the days of the children of Israel, everybody was mobilized. And they were in their order ranks. So we'll get to that one. Let's look at verse 13. Let's be fast. 13. So before this, some kings went to fight. King of Sodom, king of Gomorrah. They went to fight with another king. And the king dealt with them. But because Lot, the brother of Abraham, or his cousin, not necessarily his brother, he was part of the people that were taken away. So he says now then, so after they had plunged Sodom and Gomorrah, they went to war. So probably Lot also followed them to go and fight. It says, then one who escaped came and told Abraham the Hebrew, for he dwelt in Terebinth, trees of Mamre, the Amorite, the brother of Ishkol and brother of Aner, and they were allies with Abraham. Now, when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his 318 trained servants. Can we say, armed his 318 servants? But before they were armed, there's an emphasis there, they were trained. Now, these are not servants that just saw Abraham as a place they can just live. Or a place where they can say, we have a roof over our head. Or maybe where we cannot have food. Because Abraham was wealthy. So these were not just servants that were parasites. Like, thank God we are part of this rich man. We can eat. We have a roof over our head. We can also say we have families. Because this is actually what started the trouble between Lot and Abraham. His house was growing. So these people decided giving birth. So imagine if they slipped into a deception that why I'm with Abraham is because of the prosperity. No, he says they were trained. So imagine in the midst of the plenty, there was training going on. Now, there was no war, but they were trained. And whatever you call this training, whether it's Abraham was teaching them how to live, he was training. But now you will see that it was a good training because they were now the right people to be armed. So as we are part of this army, we can't avoid to be trained. We can see how, wow, there's peace here. There's worship here. Oh my goodness. See the worship with, oh my goodness, what have been missed? No, we have training for you. Because we can't give you dagger and you don't know how to do. No, you kill us first. No, we can't say that we won't trust you if we don't train you. Because whatever weaponry we place in your hand, you will turn it against us. So they were trained in the house of Abraham. So there's training ongoing in the army of the Lord. And that's why these ones can't love their life. Because they are trained otherwise. And that's why they are deployable. Imagine when he says, my 318, come out, we are going to go and fight. They've never fought. Like they've never had a reason to go and fight. It was Lot captured that birthed a necessity to go and fight. So imagine you just say, oh yeah, my 318, then people were not just, me, I didn't know that we'll fight in this place. So I thought I came here for prosperity. I thought I came here for covering. I'm not going to lose my head. No, they were trained. And like I said, whatsoever that training is, it meant they were ready to hold or to be armed. He says he armed his 318 trained servants. So they were deployable. Because this is also another thing that makes us deployable or not deployable. When we are untrained, God cannot deploy us. That's why you can't make a novice a minister in the house of God. You can't make him a bishop, a novice. I've always seen some videos, and maybe one child will just be saying something, they'll just say he's going to be leading everybody. Yeah, because he says, woe to that land whose king is a child. If you don't train him on how to understand royalty, he will sell it. So training is going on. Give yourself to the training that is going on in the house of the Lord. Give yourself to it. Give yourself to it. It's painful, yes. It's so that you will be able to deserve to be armed. You know, like we said last 2 weeks, that don't be praying that, God, I want the armor of the Lord. Armor of the Lord. For what? You don't have plans to be deployed. Imagine somebody that says, give me the nuclear key code. And he does not have war in his mind. He's in the beer parlor drinking. No, they will collect it from his hand. So you don't deserve to be harmed if you are not trained. You don't deserve to be armed. The armor of the Lord is not befitting on you. Bible says, put on the whole armor of God so that. It's not for complimentary dressing. He says, so that you can withstand. It's because there's fight. So the armor of God is not for your own personal, I just want to just put it on. He says, put on the whole armor of God so that you can what? You may be able to what? Stand against the wiles of the devil. So there is war. There is a need for your being harmed. One is because you are trained. That's why you will be harmed. If you are not trained, you won't be harmed. And when you are armed, you are not armed for yourself. You are harmed because you are in an army. So the armor is only allocated to us because we need to be deployed for an assignment. So imagine a soldier that is not wanting to be deployed. He doesn't deserve a gun. He doesn't deserve a gun. Or he doesn't deserve any other equipment that is probably me. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Can you say, I will be trained?
I will be trained.
No, I can't hear us. Can you say, I will be trained? Can you say one more time, I will be trained? You wouldn't fall short of any provisions of God or requirement of God over your life if you are trained. You won't miss your seasons if you are trained. You won't be praying, God has restored the years, the canker worm have eaten, the locusts have eaten. You won't be there. The reason why the children of Israel were there is because they lost their training. And they had different 3 plagues. Canker worm, locust, canker worm, and what? I've not even seen a palm worm before, but we don't even know what that is. But it brought destruction. Can we look at verse 8 quickly? We don't have time. I think there's a wrong scripture. Let me check my notes here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't worry, let's move away from there. You know, one of the things I also want us to know, I've said victory is assured for us, right? I've said we need to quit childishness. I've also said that there's a price. So the way we behave is very important. It's as important as where we are going to. And I've also said that we need to be trained. If you know that you are not being trained, you are only a soldier that will never happen. And don't worry, there's no way you can force yourself into the deployed army if you're not trained. Don't worry. Because the way the trained army behaves, you can't catch up. Don't worry, read it in Joel 2. The way they behave, they are like the wind. We don't know where they're coming from. We don't know where they are going. He says, so as those who are born of the Spirit. Being trained is also when you are born, you are being born of the Spirit. You are being led by the Spirit. You are not just doing things your own way. That's training. And I also said, your being trained qualifies you to be armed because you need to be deployed. Glory to God. Let's go to Joel chapter 2. I said we'll read that now. Because this is very critical for us to know that God ensures that there is a structure in the army for many reasons. But one of the reasons is so that we wouldn't break ranks. See, that thing is so important because we are trained. Imagine when they say, let the 318 servants. At that point, when they are armed and trained, they are not just servants again, they are soldiers. Joel chapter 2, please. Because a way God ensures that we are sustained, we are preserved. Someone's sword, you not just find your back in the inside somebody else's sword. You know those soldiers that gallivant, you know they are the stray bullets. You'll be, you are gunned down. So to sustain our deployment, we are kept in ranks, duties, mission, and responsibilities. It says, blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, for it is at hand. Quickly, let's move. A day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness like the morning clouds spread over the mountains. A people come, great and strong. That's the army of the Lord. The like of whom has never been, nor will there ever be any such after them. Even for many successive generations. That's the army you are joining. And you think we are kidding. We're not here for bread and butter. We are to come and make a statement that God is proud of. It says a fire devours before them. That's why I said you can't sneak yourself into this army. When you see an army that fire devours before them, you go back. And behind them a flame burns. The land is like the garden of Eden before them. So this one see possibility. He says anything they see, they've taken it. And behind them a desolate wilderness. Surely nothing shall escape them. Now this is the army of the Lord. Their appearance is like the appearance of horses. Now tell me how somebody who is not trained can join this one. You can't be a pseudo soldier here. He says, like swift steeds, so they run. Please, what's a steed? Oh, Sabi. Please, let's find out what's a steed. He says, with a noise, like chariot over mountain tops, they leap. This is why we sing, we leap over walls, we break through troops. He says, like the noise of a flaming fire. They devour the stubble like a strong people set in battle array. Now that means they are arranged for battle. It says before them the people writhe in pain. All faces are drained of color. They run like mighty men. I'm describing the army that you have 001 or 002. This is your army. They climb the walls like men of war. Everyone marches in formation. And they do not break ranks. Everyone marches in formation. So we are not deployed anyhow. We're not even deployed. Kill as many. No. We are deployed for a mission. Our mission is clear. we know what our commander said. We'll see that in Joshua 7. That we have a commander. See, God is one of the most interested man or person in strategy. When he wants, he does not. For example, you remember some of you were here when God gave Papi the vision of how the church should move into the next phase. We were all here. Some of us were here. He was kneeling down here. Abi? So God doesn't say, take over the word. Ah. No, he says, go into the word. Disciple them. By what? Baptize. There's a way. God will not say, I like everybody to be saved. Just go. No. He says, go and be fishers. It's not just go. Be fishers of men. So he puts them in formation and they do not break ranks. That means they do not stumble over themselves. Because that's one disadvantage in a trained environment. Not even trained environment. In an environment where everybody is able. If there's no formation and everybody understand their ranks, a recruit will carry gun and say, Lieutenant General, I will shoot you if you don't keep quiet. It's because there's formation and they know their ranks. That's why they cannot break ranks. Verse 8. It says they do not push one another. I like that. They are an army, but they are not running into each other. How many of you have seen a stampede before? It's because there's no formation. That's why there's a stampede. It says everyone marches in his own column. Though they lunge between the weapons, they are not cut down. That's a very powerful line. If you can go and read it in another version. It says they run to and fro in the city. They run on the wall. They climb. Like, they're just everywhere. But they are not everywhere recklessly. They climb into the houses. They enter the window like a thief. The earth quakes before them. The heaven tremble. The sun and the moon grow dark. The stars diminish their brightness. He says, the Lord gives voice before his army. For his camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can endure it? That's your army. That's the army you are told that you're a part of. You can see that this one, they really deserve victory. So if we break our ranks, we will not achieve all of this. Men would see us and they will mock us. That's what happens when you hear some gist. It's because we are running into each other. We are passing feedback through the wrong channels. You know, as a child of God, one of the things you must always do, this is a wisdom. It's not a spirit of wisdom. This is just a Christian sense. You know, on YouTube or all these social, you know, there are some guys, they will say, see the way this man responded to this way. Please don't watch it. Yes. See, as a child, you should already have sense. Yes. If something is not coming from a certified channel, their channel, don't mind the clickbait. But it's not just click. See, a non-believer, it will only be clickbait. Yeah. But for you, you have lost your right to be in this army. Because you are breaking ranks. You say, this pastor responded to this pastor. You say, wait. No. See, I've never clicked one. And I can tell you, you can decide not to stop that. You can decide to stop that from today. Because it's your itchy ears that is making you click it. You are not part of the army. You know our command center. If you need updates, go to the command center. Imagine an army is also struggling with us to understand punch. He will just be laughing at us because he knows that's not the news. Do you think when they wanted to do coup in Niger, they saw it on the newspaper? That's why they call us bloody civilians. Well, thank God, may I have another Amisha. I'm not just a civilian. So they do not break ranks because they have formation. Hallelujah. You know, let's quickly go to Joshua 7. Are you being blessed? You know, like I said, the Lord God himself is the commander of this army. You know, God showed Joshua a very, very mysterious encounter. Very mysterious. Even reading it, you know that it's mysterious. Even reading it. Sorry, Joshua 5, not 7. 7 is for something else. Joshua 5. Maybe we should just go to the exact verse, verse 13. Thank you, Father. It says, and it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho. Now they finished Jericho here. Like, they were done with Jericho. Then he lifted his eyes and looked. And behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, are you for us? Or I should quickly, or for our adversaries? He wanted to engage. So he said, no, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And Joshua fell on his face. See, if you don't know, Joshua had almost the same experiences and miracles that Moses also had. Almost the same experience. Like the same word God told Moses about Joshua. God came to Joshua and told him, I think we read that a while ago. Deuteronomy 30 something and Joshua chapter 1. The same word for word. Be of good courage. The same. The Moses parted the Red Sea. Joshua parted Jordan. But this was another beautiful experience. It says, and Joshua fell on his face and worshipped and said to him, what does my Lord say to his servant? Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy. Does this not look like Moses' experience in the burning of the bush? See, these are people that are doing correct things. He had an encounter and he saw the commander, because he was a supposed commander of the army. He now saw the real commander. So you are the one that think that is a man that is driving this thing. Ah, is this man? Oh, everybody just following this man. Ah! It is well. It is well. Ah, I'm trying to laugh like Papi. I can't laugh like. I think it's Jerry that knows how to laugh like Papi. Ah, I'm just following this man. This man. The Lord is the captain of his hosts. Do you think his sense that no? The powerful Joshua saw that there is a commander of that army. He said, no, I'm not your adversary. I'm rather the commander. So it's not a matter of, are you on my side or not my side? He says, take off your sandal for your foot, off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy. And Joshua did so. Ah, okay, this was even before they took Jericho. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So that was almost the same experience Moses had in Exodus chapter 3. Because the Lord is the commander of this army. A way to know that we are put in formation is the way God has given and the ones he has sent as apostles, the way they've structured the body. That's the formation. So that's why if you hate denomination, you are deceiving yourself. There's a formation. If you hate emphasis, this one is saying this one, you are disturbing, you are troubling yourself. There's a reason why God has put those formations. They are not the wisdom of men. I don't think there's anything called interdenominational. That's just my personal opinion. Because you are denominated on something. Meaning you are entrusted, something has been entrusted into your hand. So that's your focus. That's been done. That's denomination is not name. It's what has God put in your heart for the people. So that's what you are denominated on. That's what you are standing on. This is my message. John had his own message. I am the voice crying in the wilderness. Because if there's no formation, we will break ranks. Somebody will just enter this church and collect the mic. You say, I'm the... God called me from Oshogbo. He said, come and collect this mic. I say, ah, from where? Did Papi send you? No, who is Papi? Ah, no. Ah. That one has broken ranks. If we don't even have energy, natural energy, I'm a lu. Yeah. To ba we mi lulu, awon ma gba wa lon lulu wa. E bi so lulu wa. There's formation, there's order. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, the last thing I want us to see, I've actually said about 8 things. If you can put them in those things, or maybe 7. But I think 8. Because I have a number in here. I was asking God, why do you want to compress all these things in one sentence? He said, compress it. Is it your message? Yeah. I told my wife, I'd already split it into, I think it was already almost like part 6. Like everything that, like I've broken it, I'd done the study to part 6, like, Kasha Mashelo. Until God says, it's enough. But he said today, wrap up. You know, the last thing I'll say to us is a bit bulky, but I would quickly say it. Because it's to also deal with naivety as we're in a good place. Because one of the faults that we find ourselves in is if we don't understand, if we are ignorant of the devices of the devil. Yeah, because the enemy is always looking for how to infiltrate. He's always because he knows that these guys are sure. If everything is done rightly, he's always trying to infiltrate. And Balak, he knew that these guys are unstoppable. How many of us know Balak? But we'll read it in Numbers. Because he had already seen that, even in a more recent time, in Numbers 21, that the children of Israel had defeated Canaan, they had defeated Bashan, they had also defeated Amorite, like back-to-back defeats. So he knew that, no, Balak is for Amorite. No. Canaan, Amorite, and Bashan, those three, they had been defeated. Because Og was the king of Bashan, of Amorite. Yeah. We can just put it up if just to be sure. But I don't want us to read it because it's quite lengthy. Just look at verse 21. Verse 21. No, Numbers 21, verse 21. Yeah, Sion. So the Amorites were part of the defeat. So this is where they defeated the king Sion, who is the king of Amorite. And then they also defeated Bashan. They also defeated Bashan. Sorry, let me just put my Bible there for easy reference, please. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so Og is the king of Bashan. So Bashan was also defeated. So Balak, I think Balak is the king of Midian. He already saw this defeat, like he already saw his own defeat coming. And then he asked a very intelligent question. He asked his wise counselors, what can they do? Because this troop, they are unstoppable. This is the army of the Lord. The commander of the army is also in their midst. These guys are not, they use just trumpet and loud noise to pull down the wall of Jericho. These ones are not normal. They are not normal. They will run through me. That was what, they will run over me like stubble. That was what Joel described of them. They are unstoppable. You know what, let's go to chapter 25. Or maybe before chapter 25, let's go to 22. Let's read from verse 1. 22:1. Then the children of Israel moved and camped in the plains of Moab on the side of Jordan across Jericho. Now Balak the son of Zippor saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites, and Moab was exceedingly afraid of the people because there were many. And Moab was sick with dread because of the children of Israel. And Moab said to the elders of Midian. So I think Moab is the king. Then Balak is just one interesting guy. Now this company will leak up. You know, that's the way Joel described them. Like nothing, their past is like wilderness. Any other possibilities was in front. He says, as an ox licks up the grass of the field. That's how they will lick up everything around us. And Balak, the son of Zippor, was king of Moabite at that time. Then, Balak is... Then he sent messengers to Balaam. So Balaam came into the scene. The son of Boa, or Behor, at Pethor. This is why my wife said she needed the MM. MM, were you there in Old Testament? Because the way you were pronouncing all their names, it's like you were also there. Which is the river in the land of the sons of his people, to call him, saying, look, a people has come from Egypt. See, they cover the face of the earth, and are settling next to me. Therefore, please come once. Curse these people for me, for they are too mighty for me. Perhaps I shall be able to defeat them and drive them out of the land. For I know that he whom you bless is blessed, and he whom you curse is cursed. This guy was an arsenal in the hands of the enemy. And the enemy found it useful to infiltrate the camp of the Lord. He says, so the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the diviner's fee. So they knew Balaam as a diviner. Someone, he's not a prophet. He's a diviner. He can interact with the realm of the spirit. It was the same one that was also functioning in that lady that Paul cast, the spirit of divination. He's able to just say, Dimeji, tomorrow is, you'll be wearing blue. This. Yeah. They're just able to know and foretell. So they took. Oh, Baba Gokpe. That's what they took there. In their hand. And they came to Balaam and spoke to him. They knew that if you bring his correct fee, he will bless anyone you want him to bless. And when they say that, they are saying it from testimony. They said, we know whosoever you bless is blessed. Whosoever you curse is cursed. And unbelievers, they know when they see result, they know result. That's why the person you are still trying to convert, you just heal his daughter. You have done all the work. So they enticed or they brought in Balaam and they gave him the speck as they want to assassinate the children of Israel. But from 22, 23, 24, every time Balaam tried to curse, he was always blessing them. Because that's what he's seeing. He's a diviner or diviner. That's what he's seeing. And he's not able to alter it. And that was why he made mention that whosoever God has blessed, no man can curse. That's where we found that place. He who God has blessed, you can't curse him. So Balak was angry with him. That, okay, I gave you a small job. Just curse these people. But this Balaam, that's why they say the way of Balaam. is a way that the enemy still employs to infiltrate the armies of the Lord. So we should beware. The way of Cain and the reward of Balaam. We should beware because the guy now made a suggestion. If you read on. Let's go to 25:1-3. 25:1-3. Or 1-3. Because what we are looking at is how to deal with enemy infiltration. Because if we don't deal with infiltration, compromise is now cheap.
Yes.
It says, now Israel remained in Acacia Grove, and the people began to commit harlotry. So he didn't find it possible to curse them, because the Lord was in their midst. The commander of the army is in their midst. But he says, after something just happened, before they knew it, you will know what, I mean, if you've read this place before, you know what happened. They invited the people to sacrifice of their gods. So they met with the women of Moab. And the people ate and bowed down to their gods. So their women, they sent their very beautiful ladies. Just go there and commit harlotry with them. So Israel was joined. See, the fall was not just even the harlotry. From harlotry to idolatry. He says, so Israel was joined to Baal, like their own god. He became the god of Israel. And the anger of the Lord was aroused against Israel. See, the people that died because of this sin, Israel had never had a casualty before. Can we go to chapter 31? Chapter 31. Verse 15. 31:15. Because Moses had to do something here as well. Because he had to help them to understand how that happened. And the Lord spoke to Moses. Please go to 15. We don't have time. 15. And Moses said to them, have you kept all the women alive? Look, these women, they caused the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to trespass against the Lord in the incident of Peor. And there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord. So what Balaam told Balak was, send babes there. All this one that I'm trying to cause them, because it's not working. All this. The enemy wants to infiltrate us. We should not be ignorant of the devices of the enemy. Another one happened in Joshua 7. The children of Israel went to fight. You know, after they left, Jericho was chapter 6. By chapter 7, Achan are taking stuffs that they shouldn't have taken. It says, and the children of Israel committed a trespass regarding the accursed things. You know when it says, be unequal, you should not be unequally what? Yoked with unbelievers. It says, what has... No, don't let us go there. I wanted to paraphrase it, but it's not coming. It says, for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zeraph, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed things. So the anger of the Lord burned against the children of Israel. Now Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth Aven, on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, go up and spy out the country. So the men went up and spied out Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said to him, do not let all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and attack Ai. Do not weary all the people there, for the people of Ai are few. So about 3,000 men went up from there, from the people, but they fled before. See, it's like God flipped the story. You know, before, it's the children of Israel that would usually make people flee. They underrated the joining of Achan to an accosting. It's not the cup he took, the cup of their God. No, God already called it a cost. And because of it, the anger of the Lord burned in the camp of the children of Israel. So they tried to rise again, like, we just finished Jericho. Let's go and defeat the people of Ai. They are few. This is even the first time they brought good testimony. You know, when they wanted to go to Canaan, they said, the men are giants. Don't let us go. And Caleb had to shut them. But he said they fled. 3,000 men. We don't know how few the few was. But for a children of Israel to say it's few, it's really few. It's really few. Verse 5. And the men of Ai struck down about 36 men. For they chased them from before the gate as far as Shebarim and struck them down on the descent. Therefore the hearts of the people melted and became like water. So because when you underestimate how the enemy intends to infiltrate you, you think you don't like girls. These children, these girls of Moab. The Lord bless you, the Lord bless you. Just stay here. You just invited your fall. So don't be naive. Don't be naive. Actually, when you see that someone has caught the bug, expose and rebuke it. He was not talking like that before. Is I now talking like that? Quickly, you know that's what the Bible says, a little leaven. It will make the whole lump. It will make the whole lump become leavened. Because he's always looking for the weak one amongst us. He's looking for the one that is not focused. He's looking for the one that has another agenda. He's looking for the one that is like, God, you said you do this thing for me in this place. These people are saying I have to be trained. Oh God. He's looking for that heart that is not formed, that is not in line, that heart that is breaking ranks. He's looking for that disloyal person. He's looking for that espionage, the one that will be the spy. You know, one of the things the enemy do to infiltrate the camp is to find an ally. If he finds an ally, all our formation is given out. Yeah. Say, this is the next thing they want to do. But they don't have the money. Those people are just joking. No. That's the enemy is infiltrating through your mind. When he says we go. Because once you allow the enemy infiltrate, you will easily compromise. See, compromise, it becomes cheap when the enemy has infiltrated. Compromise becomes easy. You will wonder the kind of things that now fail us. We are 3,000 men. But they forgot it was the sin of Achan that brought in the rot into the camp. And the commander was not in their midst. See, the thing is, there are two things we said when we started this series. Two things are assured when you're in the army of the Lord. The Lord is in the midst of that army. And victory is assured. That was what Moses sought for. God, even when God gave him victory, he said, no, your presence must go with me, with us. Forbid me to leave this mountain. God said, no, don't worry. You guys go and take the land. Don't worry. I'll just be here. You guys, he knows that those two things, his presence and the manifestation of his presence, which is the victory that comes from his presence. He knows those two are very important. But if we annoy the presence, and you're like, we are the winning army. I'm shocked you are. We will run at the sight of few. A small challenge, we will run. People will ask, are these not the people of God? Isn't all these people that did all these mighty works? Yeah, it's because they've allowed the enemy to infiltrate. And then compromise has become cheap. And then every glory, you know, that's how Ichabod also happened. When the glory of, see, don't be naive. All these things, don't say they are Old Testament. See why it's not, okay. Every revival that is lost, I'm not saying the one God stopped, lost, is because the enemy infiltrated. So you might think it's not still happening. The home that is broken, that God doesn't want it to break, but it's broken, it's because one allowed the enemy. And that's why Bible says, do not give place to the devil. Don't give him place. Any place he is given, he will maximize it. At times when you catch yourself slacking, quickly just like, Father, I repent. Trying to hand me back. Focus. If you just find yourself thinking in an absurd manner, we are saying we'll go left. You just like right. You're like, ah, keep yourself one right here, no? Ah, and there are innocent people on the right. Ah, just do like this. Say, Father, mercy. Then join back, focus, be formed, be on the rank. Yes. Continue to go in the might of the Lord. Because we don't have time. You might think we need to take a break. See, the army of Gideon, after they went to that war with 300 men, Bible says they were tired, but they were not afraid. They were not giving up. Even they were like, hey, it wasn't an easy one. Because it wasn't every one of them that went to that war. Some people were shortlisted. Yeah. Don't give place to the devil. Don't. Don't be the Achan in the army. Whatsoever God has dissociated us with, like God says, this thing is not part of you people. Don't go and look for it. Don't say, ah, these people, if I can just add this to their mix, they will be more vibrant. No, no. Your husband has said, this is the way we live in this house. Don't go and say, ah, this one, and you've watched African Magic Husband. This is the way that one does. Say, unless just had, you will destroy that home. Like something, you will try to rise. Your locks are gone. You will try to, like, I rise again. No. It's your two legs and your two hands, they will bound. Are you on the Lord's side?
Yes, sir.
I can't hear you. Are you on the Lord's side?
Yes, sir.
Because we're not retreating. We're not surrendering. Every ground God has given to us is a demon. We're not giving place to the devil. God has given you victory over your children. Why do you want to see a bad child? Like, how do they train a bad child? No. He has given you victory. Move to the next one. There are other battles, grounds that we need to take. So no retreat. We're not retreating. We're not surrendering.
Yes, sir.
Because it's while we are on this, it refreshes our soul. Because you might be thinking refreshing your soul is when you take sabbatical. Let me just take a break from church. No, it's while we are at it, we are refreshed.
Yes.
Let's stand up on our feet. I don't even know how we should pray, but I want us to just talk to God. Just talk to God in your heart. You've heard about 9 things. Just talk to God. Talk to God. We can't consider a civilian as a soldier. Just talk to God. Talk to God. Repent of the ways you've gone. And you know, if you're here, maybe you've touched something God told you not to touch. Repent. Repent of it. Repent of it. Because what has the house of God have to do with Belial? Repent of it. Repent of it. You can't be harmed if you are not trained. You will bring trouble to us. You know, some of us here, we're here, we need to surrender to Jesus. We need to surrender our lives to Jesus. Your life, you can't consider yourself a soldier of God. You've lived recklessly. No, you can say no more. The devil has had his way. You can say no more today. He has had his way in your home. You can say no more. You know he is the source of the sorrow in your home. You can say no more. He is the source of sorrow, the pain in your heart. You can say no more. This is not what God promised you. You are meant to endure hardship as a good soldier. Nothing should be able to intimidate you. Compromise should be far from you. Giving up should be impossible. You should not give up easily. Because the strength of Yahweh is in you. The commander is in your heart. There is no task that you should be given that you should give up on it. They said to Zerubbabel, "Who is that? What's that mountain before Zerubbabel? I have commissioned and deployed Zerubbabel. Every other mountain will be made plain." So you are thinking this year is impossible. It is possible through Christ. You will champion victories. You will champion victories that other men fell at. Because it says 1,000 will fall at your right hand side. 10,000 will fall at your left hand side. Because those are the army of the Lord. They are unstoppable. They are unquenchable. You cannot intimidate them. They will leap over walls. They will break through troops. Because the Lord of hosts is in their midst. The Lord of hosts is in your heart. Defeat is not the order of the day. Rise up from that bed. Rise up from your falling step. Rise up from your merry place.
By your word.
Be strong and be courageous.
By your word.
You can do what God has given you.
Taking you out of God.
light in your spirit. We're unstoppable.